Welcome to the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. It's that time of year again when dry pea and lentil planting is in full swing. Joining me to share some more about this spring planting is Roland Rushman, a chairman with the Nebraska Dry Pea and Lentil Commission. To get things started off, what is the purpose behind having the Nebraska Dry Pea and Lentil Commission?
Well, it does have several different purposes, but to start with, we formed the commission. That was the University of Nebraska. I had a couple people, there was a few of us growers, got together along with Senator Dan Hughes from Venango, and we put together some legislation and got the commission formed. But the original meaning was to become members of the United States Commission, because the U.S. Commission has the authority to give us revenue coverage on our crops, all of our pulse crops, not just peas, but lentils and chickpeas, other crops that we do grow in Nebraska. So insurance was number one. Number two was research with the university. University is just there to do all sorts of different trials, fertility trials, plant dates, varieties. We're looking through the university now. The commission is looking at the use of a winter pea, which is planted in the fall, actually, survives the winter, and then it does quite well if it will survive winter. So they're working on varieties that can survive the Nebraska winters. And number three was marketing. So those are our three primary objectives. The commission itself is funded directly by sales of yellow peas, chickpeas, lentils, whatever is grown in Nebraska. There's a checkoff, and so all that funding is going to research and revenue insurance. So our crop revenue insurance program that we have through the USADPLC is the acronym for the United States Commission.
Along with being a part of this commission, what is your personal connection when it comes to the dry pea and lentil crop industry?
Yeah, actually, all we have is a dry pea crop out here. Lentils actually haven't gotten real established in Nebraska yet. So it's part of the commission name, but it's something that's yet to come. But there are a lot of chickpeas grown in Nebraska, and this year is going to be my first year of growing those. So yes, we're a producer.
With you personally being a producer of the dry peas crop, how is this year looking so far with spring planting?
Yes, so we've been growing dry peas since 2012 was my first year, dry yellow peas, and chickpeas would be my first year that I planted. But anyhow, we plant those usually late March, the yellow peas, and we got delayed a little bit due to some snowfall and wetter conditions. So right now we're planting and it's going very well.
Right now we're still in the planting season, as you mentioned. So looking ahead, are there any challenges that you foresee yourself or other producers facing with this year's dry pea crops?
Well, we hope that this year is a better year in terms of moisture. At least we have a start. The last 3 years, most of the area has not been able to grow any crop, let alone pulse crops such as peas. So actually, we're pretty optimistic to start the year.
Again, that was Roland Rushman, a chairman with the Dry Pea and Lentil Commission. This has been the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Carla Nichols for the Rural Radio Network.